All right, so you're listening to this podcast right now, London is Blue, and guess what? We host our podcast on anchor.fm. That's right. If you're looking to host your own podcast, this is the easiest free way to get started. It's got a content creation tool, allows you to record and the podcast right from a phone. That's right. Don't even need a computer, but you can do it there too. They'll also help you distribute it, which is probably the most challenging part. You don't want to have to mess with that. They got you covered. You can get it right on a Spotify and Apple Podcasts, as well as any other place podcasts are found. And you know what? You can monetize it too. Make a little cash for sharing your great content with the world. It's everything you need to make a podcast all in one individual place. So you know what? Head over to your app store, download the Anchor app, or head to anchor.fm to get started if you're ready to launch your podcast and make it happen.
Hi, this is Ruben Loftus-Cheek.
This is William.
I'm Mason Mount. You're listening to the London is Blue podcast.
All right, Chelsea fans, welcome back to First Touch Topic with the London is Blue podcast, where we skip the normal trappings and dive right into a single subject. You already know myself, Dan, and Nick, and guest all week long has been Louis Beneventi. Thank you, sir. Welcome back. Head of the Chelsea Echo, and a man we'd easily take as the Mickey to our Rocky in any fight. Sir, we appreciate having you in our corner.
Thank you for having me. I'm loving the hype. Drinking buddy, you know, Mickey in a fight for Rocky, Justin Bieber's chubby double. I mean, it's all worked out so well. I love it. I feel wanted, and it's really emotional. Sorry, carry on. Go forward.
Quarantine's been a bitch. I totally get it. All right. Well, Nick, diving right in, what is going to be the topic for this one today?
Yeah, we're talking a little match day, which, you know, for those who have been lucky enough to...
What's a match day, Nick?
Yeah. It's a thing that feels further and further away each day, Dan. That's what it is. It's something that we, you know, want to maybe impart a little bit of wisdom and theory on. And we're going to start off our match day theme with a bit of a divisive topic. For those who know and love the Liquidator, this is the fan favorite song that the team walk out to on match day at Stamford Bridge over the last handful of years. I'm not sure exactly when this really became prominent. We Hate Tottenham has become a more prominent part of this song. The question is, should it be? And this was obviously posed by our friends, the excellent We Are the Shed. Brandon, would you like to read the results of their poll and then potentially get into some of our own opinions?
Yeah, absolutely. So We Are _ the Shed on Twitter. Should be a follow if you're not already. So they tweeted yesterday, which would have been Saturday, April 18th. Let's sort something out whilst we are in quarantine. Singing We Hate Tottenham during the Liquidator? Poll options, yes, no, or let people sing what they want. So in third place on 17.7%, let people sing what they want. All right, let people be people. In second place, it is yes at 25.1%. And as time of recording, no, with a pretty sizable lead at 57.3%. And they've got about 3,500 votes so far. So obviously this is Twitter, right? So there's a really good chance that this is much more of an international opinion and not so much only the match goers who are probably ones there singing it or not. And I think that's an important point, Louis, because we've been lucky enough to go a handful of times and there is an atmosphere inside the bridge and there are customs and there are traditions when it comes to match day. And so I think it's interesting because if I were to put myself in the shoes of someone who's never been, it's probably very easy to be like, no, why would you sing it? Like, that doesn't make sense. So I do just want to caveat and say, when you are at the bridge, when the Liquidator comes on, the flames go up pitch side, the teams walk out, the hairs on my arm and the back of my neck stand up because it's so electric and exciting. You know, I just feel like that's a very different atmosphere and perspective that probably a lot of people on that poll maybe haven't had the luxury of having.
Well, I mean, it's a tricky one for me because I would say no. However, there has been times where I've been sucked into it, so that'd just be, you know, completely hypocritical. I think if you're playing Tottenham, you can maybe slide it in, but still, it doesn't feel right. Like I just think back to when, you know, you think of football as a pure sport, and I think about walking up those steps as a little kid, and then you hear the Liquidator and you just clap, clap, Chelsea. Like, that feels better. And it's your song. Like, you don't see Liverpool changing "You Never Walk Alone" when to talk about Everton. You don't see other clubs, you know, fitting clubs that they're not playing into it. It's like, you know, stand up and be counted, be your own animal, which is what that song generates. And that's what every walkout song's like that. Boxing, football, you know, whatever sport it is, it's supposed to reinforce who that club or that person is. So rather than say, we hate Tottenham because you want to put it in because you do. I mean, don't get me wrong, we do. But you kind of say, that's a bit like, I'd rather just go with it and just enjoy the song for what it is and what it means and be part of that more than anything.
So Dan, one of the replies on this thread here says, a song to when our team comes out to the field to play. And we mentioned Tottenham before Chelsea is a bit embarrassing in my opinion. I dislike them as much as the next fan, but this shouldn't happen. And then the reply to that is, they think we're obsessed with them, and that's embarrassing.
Yeah, absolutely. It's like a, hey, you know, you keep on like showing up on like an ex's like Instagram story or something. Like, you know, just we shouldn't allow ourselves to play into this belief that Tottenham think that we think about them more than they think about us. You know, this is a moment where we should say, this is, I think Louis hit it nail on the head, is this is our song. This is our team coming out to the pitch. People shouldn't be fence sitting on this one. They'll let the people sing what they want type of crowd. This 17.7% who can't decide, you know, probably what color like tie or sock they want to wear for the day. Like, no, this is not something that we should be doing. And, you know, we hate all of the teams that aren't Chelsea. Like that's the part of being a fan and being a supporter for a side, is that you care about yours and you want them to dominate in every competition they're at. If you want to do a we hate something, it should just be what we hate whatever team we're playing against that day. Like, if that's how you want to make something like module that you can kind of replace, like we hate Barcelona, we hate Tottenham, we hate Burnley. Like, just modify it for every game if you really want to just tell the other team that we hate them. But we also should just let them know that through the fact that we're singing on our own team, that we're cheering for the Chelsea, that we're waving blue flags, and that we're not just getting caught up and thinking, to me, it's a total small club mentality. Like, it is not something that says we're a big club, that we're a wrecking ball, that we're a force of domination. It is something where it just feels superfluous. It doesn't feel necessary, Nick. I don't get it. I imagine someone thought it was smart at the time, but it just didn't feel like it is something that I would want to continue seeing done.
Yeah, like, I listen to the fan cast like all of us do, and they've talked about this a number of times, and I think, you know, this stems from just a long-standing, you know, I think kind of 80s aggro type of thing, right? And, you know, JK has been adamant that it should be removed. And I think some of the other guys don't care. And it's interesting to me because I think Dan's exercise, like if you go, we hate Burnley, Chelsea, like it just doesn't fit, right? It doesn't feel right. You know, it's just not the same. And I think there's also this like kind of psychological theory around it, which is like hate burns bright, but it only burns for a short amount of time compared to like what supporting the club is, which is kind of through ups and downs. Like, you can only hate something for so long at the level that you feel so passionately about it, and then it kind of just becomes numb. Whereas, you know, loving and supporting your club is a much probably more level but long-standing feeling that you can have. And so my hope would be that we shift the rhetoric a little bit to something that's a little bit more supportive of the club. And, you know, I think the point that the responder made on the We Are the Shed poll makes a lot of sense. Like, that the fact that you're talking about another club before you mention your own club isn't great. You know, it kind of sucks. And I would hope, you know, just as if, you know, people made fun of the Shed for putting out an Eden Hazard banner at the beginning of the year when he had just left the club, and they did it on accident and they made fun of themselves and it was all good. And then they put the Lampard one out the next time. It kind of feels like that to me. Like, it just doesn't fit. And I hope there's a movement that we can get out of it. because it's not great.
Yeah, you know, Louis, to your point earlier, when your first match at the bridge, it's easy to get wrapped up, you know, and you just kind of participate in that mob mentality. And it's an easy one. To be fair, like, I don't know all the chants when we go. And it's an easy one to get on board with. But, you know, Nick, to your point, we don't add Burnley in there. No. But what the hell did Grimsby Town think when we were talking about Tottenham and they're walking out? They're like, wait, what? What are you lot on about? What is your deal? They're not here. You're not playing them. And then if you take Dan's point from the last part where he doesn't even consider them a rival because they're not pushing for trophies. I mean, what are we doing here? And, you know, again, there's a history that we have missed. But at the same time, nothing lasts forever. And it's not, I think what is problematic is some people are going to hold on to it because it's their thing. And they feel like we're taking something away from them. And it's like, no. We just want to get back to Chelsea centric. We just want to focus on our club. You know, you talk about you'll never walk alone. I don't think that mentions any other clubs. You know, Glory Glory Man United doesn't. There's just whatever these club anthems are, it should be our anthem. It should be about Chelsea. And we can have the chants, you know, the John Terry won the double, William, you know, the chant. There's a lot of other ways for us to stick it to Tottenham, you know, throughout a match if we want to, just to remind them, right? And I think that's fair. We can remind them what we think of them. But to have like the walkout anthem that the club is probably has the strongest affiliation with to kind of be muddied, not just solely about Chelsea. I think that's just my approach to it. And just keeping it about us. And like, this is when we walk out there, you talk about making the bridge a fortress. Well, it should be a fortress because we only have Chelsea banners. We're only wearing Chelsea kits. We're only, you know, singing Chelsea songs. We're not, you know, opening it up to you know, other teams, and especially one like Spurs at that moment. Again, during the match chance, all about it. Just that one, let's keep that sacred and holy.
The thing that bothers me, I think, the most about it is the Liquidator is such a great song on its own. Like, it doesn't need it. You know, like, clap, 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 Chelsea is enough. It's good. And just let the music do the talking. It's awesome.
Yeah, I don't know. Anything else you want to add, Dan or Louis, to that? All right.
I think we hit it. Just get rid of it, pull it out, be done with it, and move forward with the big club mentality that we should have.
And obviously, this isn't going to be an overnight thing, understandably.
Oh, no, it is. We've decreed it. It's done. Louis is our man on the ground. He's going to make it happen.
It might be overnight by the time football starts again at this point.
What we can do, they didn't put a fourth option on there, which was, yes, they can do it, but they get their mouths covered with chloroform afterwards. And then what we do is we slowly pull them out of the stadium, and then less and less people will do it. But like, oh my God, why is this happening? And then, you know, get in the news, and people are like, oh, we shouldn't do it because then we won't get doused in chloroform. And you'll be like, yeah, no, you won't because you're not doing it. This is a world option. It's a bit extreme, but it works.
I
thought this out a little bit too already. You've got like a plan, the pulling them out.
Louis invested in a significant amount of chloroform. That's the only reason. He needs to offload it.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You thought it was chloroquine. Joke's on you. Well, anyways, to wrap this part up, just loved it when Mason Mount played Declan Rice in FIFA, you know, during this break. Before they get on the match, he plays the Liquidator and does and Chelsea and everything. And it just, I'm watching at it because one of the responses was this was him. And then Declan's in his head because Deckers knows, right? He knows Chelsea, obviously. And he's just laughing. It puts a smirk on his face. And he's trying to
talk
about.
Did Mason Mount say we hate Tottenham?
No. Mm. He didn't. Yeah, let us know. I'm sure there will be many opinions on this one. So you can send it to us and we may or may not respond to it based on how it is. Lastly, to a two-part a little bit, sticking with songs and chants and everything, it's actually interesting. We talked about this. We had one of our virtual pubs again, and this came up was, what are your favorite chants, or what player needs a song that doesn't have one? And I might spoil this and take someone's choice for this, but I do want to start it off with Mark Worrell. Marco, he was adamant that Reece James has to get a song because he just felt like the kid needed it, the way he plays on the field and his promise and everything. That is who Marco would choose. But Dan, if you got to choose a player who does not have a song or maybe needs a better one at this point.
Yeah.
And let's make an assumption that it's a good one that everyone likes. There's you know, unanimity around it. Who are you going to bless with their own song?
I think with the amount of minutes he's played this season and the fact that when he plays other footballers on Twitch, he's playing the Liquidator, we need Mason Mount to have a brilliant song heading into next season. I think that is a... has to be a project for the best minds out there.
Interesting. Nick?
So there are so many good candidates, and I think partly because, you know, one of the things we talked about in a virtual pub that, you know, Marco even addressed, so it's not just coming from us, is the fact that there hasn't been, like, a ton of new songs, you know, over the last handful of years. I mean, Tammy kind of has this little chant. You know, the Bakayoko Conte song was one that was brought up yesterday, which is a brilliant song, but it was ironic now to think about. And then Mark Zalonzo has a pretty good one, which I like that one quite a bit, but it's sparingly used due to his playing time. So I think
divisive still.
Yeah, but I think, like, when you're singing the Mark Zalonzo song, it's because he's doing his thing.
Yeah, so, for sure.
It has good feelings, but I think the one that I would hope for would be Ruben. I think Ruben, when he gets back to firing on all cylinders, either needs his own, like, kind of standalone song, or he needs to be paired with one of the other boys to have kind of a primetime duo type of song. But it's interesting to me to kind of think about what background tune makes a good song, because there are a lot of songs that I like that wouldn't make necessarily the best, like, kind of background tune to kind of support the song. And so I think it's something I need to dive into a little bit more to find some better source material.
Speaking of that, I've been doing exactly that. I've been on Spotify looking at the Cheesy Hits playlist, see what we can find. I think one thing I used to do with Chris, he was a huge guy. He used to be on 100% Chelsea. We actually came up with a song for Ethan Ampadu to 99 Red Balloons, and it didn't catch on. People didn't like it.
That's part of the struggle too, right? Is disseminating and getting it to catch.
It's like, it's what you can see. It's like, it was good, and we did it in the pub, which was fun. Like, we had a few of our mates. We were like, oh yeah, it's sick. Let's do it. People enjoyed it. And then, like, you go on the ground. It's like, shut up. What are you doing? It's like trying to sing a song. It's like, I think one thing, and I'm going to be very brutal with this. We are shit at making songs. Most of our songs, to be frank, are a bit shit. Like, they're good, but it's like, okay, we'll do a song which people were singing 3 years ago to one of our players now. Like, when people do that, obviously what Liverpool did for when they won the Champions League, LA.
Yeah.
Like, people are only just starting to do it now. And then, for example, once they do it now, is that song by Kungs and Three Burners, which is da 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 da. People are starting to do that now, and people were doing it 3 years ago. But, oh, we can't do it then because that's a Liverpool song. It's like, it's a rhythm which you've stolen 3 years later. Like, make your fucking mind up. It drives me up the wall. Because I like making up songs. I like doing that sort of stuff. Like, I am that guy who, you know, does his Football Manager press conferences with a shirt and tie on the toilet. That's me. That's what I do. So I like to make up a song for players when I'm playing with them. See, that's what I've been doing in quarantine. I've been having fun doing it and, you know, being able to use toilet roll at the same time. It's been superb. But I think it's one of those where it's like, you know, I feel that we do need to be more inventive. We do need to... I'm not going to sit here and be like, guys, we need to make a safe space so people can sing songs, because I'm not soft. Oh, I am soft. I'm not that soft, though. I'm squidgy more than anything. But it's one of those where it's like, you know, it's just, I just feel like if you could sing songs and just have a laugh, because I feel that there are some people that... Like, when you sing songs, it's like, oh, okay, well, I didn't hear that in Football Factory. Well, that's not very hard, because they're wearing their Stone Island. It's like, yeah, just, you know, people want to sing a song because it's funny and they enjoy it. Like, I like singing, so, like, because we don't get that inventive, I'm sat with a mate and we start taking the miss. We sing the Michael Essien song, the Flora Maluda song, the Salomon Kalou song, because they're fun. And, you know, that's what I want to do. I want to have fun while I'm watching football. And obviously, I want to support my club. And obviously, I'm pissed off when we're losing games or stuff's not going away, because I'm like any other football fan. But it's like, I go to have a laugh and enjoy myself. That's my prerogative. And I think, you know, if people just came up with a song and all that sort of stuff and it works, then why not? It'll be a laugh.
It's interesting though, Louis, to kind of parlay your point. I've seen multiple people through Facebook groups or on Twitter try to start a movement for a song that they think is funny. And the amount of just immediate hatred that the person gets for putting themselves out there is, I think, the reason why you don't see more, not only more volume, but more quality of songs getting out there, right? Because it's such a, if someone starts, you know, and I think the Bakayoko Conte song is probably the best one of the last couple of years, but like, for someone to put themselves out there and to have that be a thing, it's like you have to seed your idea to the right person who has enough clout to go, I guess that's okay. And then once they've given their blessing to the song, then it kind of moves out.
Yeah, but that's what annoys me. It's like, I don't know, social media, obviously for the past year, I've kind of taken a back seat more than anything and just been able to watch. And I just don't like clout chasing. I hate it.
Yeah.
It's one of those just like, if you think something's cool and it's cool, then yeah, sweet. Like, you know, fantastic. Good for you. That's what it should be more than anything. But the problem is people, you know, they just listen to people who have lots of followers and say, this is it. This is what needs to happen. Or this is how things should be. It's like, well, I mean, if someone disagrees with you, but they're a lot smaller, someone's going to get on their back because you've got someone who lurks in the comments of that big person going, oh my God, like, I completely agree with you all the time. And, you know, That's the favourite phrase of, he's not going to shag you, mate, is the best one. That's the best thing to come out of the internet in 2019, 2020. Just put, he's not going to shag you because you've got someone who just agrees with someone in the comment. It's brilliant. I love it.
The loudest voice isn't always the right voice. And, of course, there's usually a yes army following them.
Followers don't equal creativity, man.
Yeah, because, you know, they want the likes to validate their opinion or whatever, and they want to give them that to hopefully get recognized and noticed because maybe they'll like their response. And I hear you. But, the Bakayoko and N'Golo Kanté, I mean, that was sung in, you know, the not the stands, I guess, but, you know, kind of the terraces behind the stands, and it went viral a bit on social media, and that's how that one spread. But I guess, you know, maybe that's the new recipe these days. So, but anyways, Louis, you were going to pick a player after that top quality kind of dissection of why it's not happening.
Mm. I want my Ethan Ampadu one to catch on. I think that's
I pulled it up. Did you guys not post the video of it?
I think I tweeted it out as a,
I see the lyrics here.
Oh God. Oh
we'll,
no.
We'll post that.
hang on. I'm slightly worried. Why have we, have you just been going through my social media during that whole conversation?
He really wants to talk to you about some tweets that you're liking at 3 a.m. in the morning.
No. Come on. It was quite easy. Good. Hey, searched you plus Ampadu, and we got there. So,
I mean, I do love him. He's like, he's my favorite player probably at Chelsea. Man, he's not even at Chelsea. I just love Ethan Ampadu.
He's so
free with all the hair, but he got rid of it all because he followed what social media told him to do, and he went and got a smoky barber's haircut so he could put it on Instagram. It's a shame.
Well, as I was scrolling to get to that tweet, it was great seeing him put an absolute tackle on Sergio Ramos as well when Wales played Spain. So, yeah, gotta love it. For me, it's tough. I know I've had all this time to think. Obviously, I don't know. It's hard to
pick one, Brandon.
Pick one, right? I mean, at the end of the day, I think Kovacic, with what he's done, should have something that we can kind of show our appreciation and respect and love for, because of, you know, he's almost earned it in this sense. Like in the season under Mauricio Sarri versus season under Frank, him being a lone player to being bought by the club and him stepping up in this transition season, that's probably one of the things that I would like to. Is obviously, you know, not saying Mason or Ampadu or Ruben don't deserve them, you know, because they're young players still coming up to establish themselves. But I just, you know, I feel like Kovacic has probably earned it if there was a bar or a threshold that you had to meet to kind of deserve one. I don't want to say that because, to your point, Louis, we should support all of our players and we should be able to hopefully have a chant for all of them. But again, if I'm going to be stuck to my own rules and have to pick one, and add a little bit of variety, I think that Kovacic would be a good one. And I think he would love it. I think he would react to it really well, which I think is good. Reece James, we're going to chant his name, and he's going to be like, oh gosh, you guys are giving me attention. Like, he's not going to want it. And that's just because of, you know, how he is as a personality. But anyways, hit us up on social media and in the comments. Let us know who you think should have their own song. And if you're bold enough, this is a safe place. you can put your lyrics in there as well.
And we'll, I can't believe you went to that.
see what we get on there. So, yeah, that's going
to... The rule is, if you submit it, you have to submit the tune that it would be accompanied with.
Right,
because
otherwise,
it's just words on a paper.
Yep.
Doesn't make sense.
And if they do that and then at you on Twitter and at me and they do it over video of them singing it, I'll retweet it.
Oh, without a doubt. Funny.
If it's good, I'll retweet it. I'll go full Simon Cowell or Louis. I'll go Louis Walsh. I love it. I think you're amazing. I want to take you on.
Dude, we need
talent
to do
agency.
We need to do the Chelsea's Got Talent with us four as judges. Just straight up.
Nick's going to be the dick, just in case anyone's worried. You know full well he's going to say, I hate you. Come on, I think you're rubbish.
You know damn well.
Not a spoiler.
That's going to be a no from me, dog. It's going to come out of my mouth a lot.
Classic Randy Jackson.
I didn't know about the vibe that you had with it. I didn't feel the soul.
Hey, I prefaced it would be a safe space, all right? So I'm sticking to it. Anyways, love it. Chelsea fans, again, let us know. There's got to be something. Yes or no on the Liquidator? We hate Tottenham? We're unanimous here saying no. But if you have an opinion, we're open to hearing it and want to know where you stand on it. And let us know if you've been to a match or not, because it's not right or wrong. I just think it adds different context to your experience. And then lastly, who needs this song? Let us know what player. That's going to wrap it up. Hope you're enjoying the new series. Louis, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah,
we're going to post your links to follow in there. So we'll retweet and post it. You're the man. Can't wait to come back over, hang out with you in your neck of the woods, and knock down some beers. All right?
Yeah, sounds great. Thank you for having me, guys. It's been really fun.
Best of times. All right, Chelsea fans, that is a wrap. Until next time, you know what to do. Keep the blue flag flying high.